Yeah, I think those calls are in the right direction for two reasons. One, the responsibility of making sure that everybody is safe in this country is in the hands of the Commander-in-Chief, who is the President of the Republic of Kenya. The President has the sole responsibility to ensure that everybody in Kenya is safe, that all the citizens of Kenya are safe. Again, the intelligence apparatus, the ones that do intelligence to confirm who is involved in the skirmishes or who is involved in trying to make sure that there's a flare-up of violence, again, is in the hands of the president, in the office of the president. We therefore think that not much is being done to ensure that the Kenyan citizens are safe. And this is very, very worrying because in the next few months we'll be going for general elections. The election rhetoric and tensions is about to rise up. When you have a lot of arms or proliferation of arms in the hands of wrong people, people are being gunned down every day, people are dying every day, it is important that the government should step in and do something. It is very worrying because when a government is voted into power, one of the responsibilities that the government has is to ensure that the security of its citizens is guaranteed. We think that the government has been handling this matter very casually. There is a lot of lack of concern about the lives of many lives that are being lost. In the past, we have lost lives through the failure of the government to check on the militants that have been coming from Somalia. Right now, we have clans setting against another and killing one another. This is unacceptable. And as I said the other time on when the Kenyans were killed through grenade attack, if the government has lost the will to defend its people, the only honorable thing is to call for a general election so that a new person can be elected who has the heart and the desire to do this.
Officials of the government are saying that they are doing everything humanly possible to reduce such tension that would further lead to clashes between ethnic groups, and that these tensions often arise because of the drought in that part of the country, and that they are making effort to try to ensure that this thing.
I don't think that they are doing everything that is humanly possible. We have institutions, we have departments that can predict that in the year 2013, there's going to be a drought. This government has been in power for the last 3 years, and the department that deals with the issues that on weather focus had already focused 3 years ago that there's going to be drought. What plans were made at that particular time to ensure that there was not going to be any problem? What contingency measures were taken to ensure that there's not going to be this drought is not going to affect all those communities? Sincerely, if you see somebody is going to burn your house the following day, you do not wait until it starts burning the house. Then you say, I am doing everything humanly possible to make sure the fire doesn't burn the whole house. I mean, that is just ridiculous. It is just crazy. I don't think that they are doing anything. I think that they had known this is an area that has been prone to this kind of skirmishes for a long time. I do not think that they are doing anything possible to humanly possible. I think they are actually doing nothing to say the truth.
I'm hearing that officials have called for a thorough investigation into this latest clash in this community, and they want the perpetrators to be brought to book and all that. Do you think, how fast do you think this can happen to serve as a future deterrent?
I think that the flare-ups are sometimes caused by people. They are caused by people who have influence. They are caused by people who want to get political capital out of it. And I think the government has not the political or the political will to crack down on some of these elements. It is not difficult to know, and it doesn't take rocket science to know that these things, they do not just flare up. Sometimes they are planned. Sometimes there are people, because like today in Parliament, somebody was saying that indeed there appears to have been some politicians who are fueling this. Why these guys are not being arrested and charged in court beats logic. Nobody understands why actions are not being taken against this kind of individuals. This is why it is very worrying when you find that certain actions are not being taken. And you know, we have NSIS, the security intelligence that is supposed to advise the government on security or what is about to happen. That area has been having a lot of activities. They have a lot of security forces that are in that region. Why intelligence has not been gathered early enough to make sure that we don't have such kind of thing? They just defies logic. The other explanation could be that the individuals that perhaps are involved in this kind of thing have a lot of influence, and therefore the government sometimes is hesitant to take an action against them. So I think that it is not late to have investigations done, the culprits arrested and charged in court, so that we see that really the government is serious about cracking down on certain of these, some of these elements that are fueling this kind of problem.